Dear friends in Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight's message is going to be some responsive reading, some hymn verses. Our focus here is on the hymn, "From Heaven Above to Earth I Come." If you take a look at the note there in that block, you can see that this hymn was written by Martin Luther. It was written for his own family's Christmas Eve devotions, and he wrote it about 500 years ago. Also, too, you'll notice what Martin Luther's intent was, that stanzas 1 through 7 would be sung by a man dressed as an angel. And then you can see with the other stanzas, 8 through 15, those were intended to be sung by children. I invite you to listen, to participate, to understand, and to benefit. The fall into sin was followed by the Lord's promise of the Savior. I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. The Lord told Abram that one of his descendants would be the promised Savior. The Lord spoke through Jacob to show us the path to Jesus. You have come up from eating the prey, my son, pointing to David, a descendant of Judah, whom the Lord used to defeat all of the enemies of Israel. As a mature lion, who will rouse him, pointing to Jesus, who defeated sin and death. Even before the Savior came, the Lord told us of the miraculous way in which he would come and exactly who he would be, God with us. Most children, we might even say all children, are born to their parents. But since we are all sinners, the Savior was born to us. The Savior has four compound names. Within each compound name are a divine characteristic and an earthly characteristic. The following names are the literal translations from the Hebrew, which also maintain the original word order. God, Hero, Jesus is the winner over sin and death. Prince of Peace, Jesus' saving work made peace between God and people. Lowly shepherds heard the angel make this wonderful announcement. The angel also told the shepherds how to identify the Savior. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace
The shepherds, wanting to see for themselves, said to each other,
Let us go over to Bethlehem and see these things that have happened, which the
Then, traveling quickly into Bethlehem, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Then, having heard the message and seen the baby, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Even this Christmas, may the Lord enable us to ponder the reality of our sin and the good news of our Savior. Then, sorry for our sins and believing in Jesus as our Savior, let us be like the shepherds.